Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Now it's time to give you a good feel for the excitement going on around the league with the top highlights of the past week. Our Joe Tolleson is back this season to follow the bounce of the puck, and he takes us to Buffalo for Rick Jenrette's call of a big Sabres win.
Roy scoops it across, backhand, right on, score!
Sam, when you haven't tasted victory in a while, sometimes you just need to feast. And Buffalo did that. Drew Stafford and Derek Roy tallied hat tricks. The Sabres went on to a 10-1 thrashing of Atlanta. The win was Buffalo's first of 2008 and ended a 10-game winless skid. Something about New York brings out the best in Scott Hartnell.
Myers dumping in behind the net. That got away from DiPietro, and here's Hartnell with a shot. He scores! It's his third career hat trick for Scott Hartnell, and second in a Fire uniform, and the Flyers have taken the 4-3 lead.
Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia, as Hartnell's hat trick at Nassau Coliseum came 9 days after his three-goal game at Madison Square Garden. The Flyers beat the Islanders 5-3. Carolina and Edmonton met in Raleigh for the first time since Game 7 of the 2006 Cup Finals, and once again, the Canes prevailed.
Up down by Hennigan, it'll pop for the center, off the stick, Shaft to Gilbert, right on the stick of the road. He starts it 3-on-1, into the slot, the slap shot, he scores! A quick slap shot from the far side, and Eric Staal's got the hat trick. It's at hand, Cup Nolison.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes radio network as Eric Staal finished off his hat trick and the scoring for a 7-2 final. Don't miss the NHL's best. Display their talents at the 56th NHL All-Star Game. Coverage begins at 5:45 Eastern right here on NHL Radio and at 6 Eastern on Versus. Go to Versus.com for the channel location in your area. When a team is struggling, a hot goalie can right the ship.
Guarding into the Lightning zone right circle. 3-on-2. A little centering pass shot taken. What a save made! Run and got robbed by Holmquist! A short-handed 2-on-1 break with Phillips. That's into the offensive zone in front. Phillips fires. Save made! Holmquist with the glove! What a save he just made!
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE in Tampa as Johan Holmquist made 25 saves for his second shutout in as many days. The Lightning blanked Ottawa 2-0 for just their fourth win in 13 games. Two of the league's talented youngsters duked it out, with Alexander Ovechkin in the Capitals slipping by Evgeny Malkin in Pittsburgh.
Here comes Backstrom into the zone. Ovechkin, the one-timer, scores! Alex Ovechkin, the laser beam! And once again, we're tied! 4-4 between the Capitals and Pittsburgh. Ovechkin nets a pair, and that's goal number 38 for Alex the Great. And Danny Saverin didn't have a chance.
Steve Colby on the Capitals radio network is Ovechkin and Malkin each scored twice in this duel, but Ovechkin and Alexander Semin scored in the shootout for a 6-5 Washington win. Finally, Columbus rookie defenseman Chris Russell picked the right time to open his goal-scoring account. He rallied his club to a 4-2 win in Dallas. George Matthews with the call on the Blue Jackets radio network.
An opportunity for Nicky Zhirinov to shoulder his way. Sends it right off in front, stepping in, there's a shot. He scores! Chris Russell with his first NHL goal! Zhirinov, right point to Kleslä. Back to Zhirinov, high off the right circle. Down low, then shooting goal! Jackass Chris Russell picks up his second, coming down low! Wow!
Wow is right, Sam, because the excitement never stops in the NHL. That's why we're here each week to follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe, and we expect to hear a lot more wows next week. Still ahead on this week's show, Doc Emrick remembers the 1967 Toronto Maple Leafs. Coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
Don't be surprised if Pittsburgh gets into the Peter Forsberg sweepstakes.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.